We're talking with Steve Swaffer, No Till on the Plains. Steve, let's talk a little bit about the 2020 Winter Conference coming up real close to the end of the month of January. I know this is the premier event of the year for No Till on the Plains, right?
We think so, Ron. We really try to put out information and have speakers available for our attendees that are producing some of the best information and the best results on their farms from implementing soil health systems and producing crops that are healthy and productive and helping the bottom line just as much as anything.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of No-Till on the Plains. Obviously, the last couple of years you've been in Wichita. Before that, you had a long run in Salina. What was the impetus of this program and as it came together?
Well, 24 years ago, a group of producers who were disturbed by the amount of soil that they were losing off of their fields tried to put together a group of speakers and experts that could help producers understand how just the basic switch to no-till farming could help them reduce their soil erosion losses, and eventually that would result in better crops and better profits on their farms. And in the last 24 years, that simple system of switching to no-till has now evolved into a complete soil health system that includes crop rotation, it includes cover crops, includes water management and livestock integration. So now it's a complete system of farming that is, no-till is just a part of it.
It seems like, you know, you could almost say that the No-Till Conference, the Winter Conference for No-Till on the Plains was kind of a almost cool before that whole concept of soil health became cool here in the last few years. Today, here in 2020, tell me a little bit about the plan as far as, you know, what as you planned this 2020 conference, what did you have in the back of your mind that you wanted to accomplish this year?
Well, we really wanted to give folks that are at the beginning of their process, switching from conventional tillage over to a different system, clear to folks who have been at it 20 or 30 years. We wanted to provide information for that entire spectrum of producers. So there's some basic information that'll be provided for anybody who wants to get started, but there's going to be plenty of stuff for somebody who's really already adopted no-till using cover crops, but looking to understand their soil biology, their water management, the parts of the soil system that includes fungus, and how that benefits their crops and the interrelationships that go on in the soil to produce profit and crops. And so we really are always looking to provide information for anybody within the spectrum of farming.
Who are some of your headliners this year?
Well, we have Michael Phillips, who is a gentleman from New Hampshire, who has really focused quite a bit on the fungal aspect of soil biology. We have Steve Groff, who's been working with producers for cover cropping for the last 20 years, and the latest thing that he's working on is growing industrial hemp in a no-till and cover crop system. We have Brendan Rocky, who's from out in Colorado, producing potatoes and quinoa out in the high desert. We have Lucinda Stunkel, who is from here in Kansas, who's working on livestock integration and reducing the amount of inputs on her system. So that's just the tip of the iceberg of speakers that we have.
I know that, you know, you do conferences. Obviously, the Winter Conference is the centerpiece of these meetings in Wichita, but you've traditionally had an advance seminar that you put together as well. And I know the last couple of years, you've also had kind of a beginner's day-long seminar as well. Tell me about those two things that happened the day before, what, on the 27th?
That's right. We have two pre-conference workshops. They're both on January 27th. One of them is the fundamentals of soil health. And again, this is focused on producers who either haven't started to make the switch over or are just getting started. And that will really cover the five principles of soil health. We'll be having speakers who have already adopted many of these practices or are working with those producers. And then again, on the other end of the spectrum, our advanced symposium really focuses on the guys who have been at this for 30 years. We have John Kemp, who will talk about the nutritional needs of your plant during the cropping year, using tissue sample analysis and foliar application of nutrients. And then Michael Phillips is a part of that as well. He'll be focused on enhancing soil biology and understanding how multiple species can really help your cropping system by allowing those species to help one another. And so it's really for folks who are looking for that next innovation in how they improve their soils and ultimately how they improve their farms.
Tell me about the crowd that you've had the last couple of years and the registration at this point. What, you know, I know it comes from a multiple number of states.
Yeah, Ron, we attract folks from all over the country as well as the world. We would expect producers from 25 to 35 states to be attending this year, as well as 7 or 8 foreign countries. And really the heart of our conference comes from here in the Great Plains, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and the Dakotas. But we attract folks from all over the country. Our registrations is still available online through the 24th of January. You can do that at www.notill.org. And we will take walk-in registrations the day of the conference.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Swaffer with No-Till on the Plains. You can go to notill.org to register for the 24th Winter Conference coming up 28th, 29th of January in Wichita. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.